From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Nations has called for an international inquiry into Saturday's airstrike in Yemen for possible war crimes. The strike hit a funeral gathering in the capital Sana'a, killing 140 and wounding hundreds. The Saudi-led coalition is suspected. Riyadh has launched an investigation. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced the attack.
Saturday's funeral bombing was a heartless attack on civilians and an outrageous violation of international humanitarian law.
He said the horrific incident demands a full inquiry. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein renewed his call for an investigation, saying the bombing of a funeral cannot go unpunished. His spokesperson is Ravina Shamdasani.
He's calling on the international community to take action. The High Commissioner regrets that the Human Rights Council, in two successive years, has dismissed the High Commissioner's call for an independent international inquiry into the allegations of serious human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law in Yemen.
UN envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, said in his words, everything possible must be done to ensure the authors of these heinous attacks face justice. The Ethiopian government is blaming regional rival Egypt for supporting rebels of the Oromo Liberation Front, or OLF, amid an uptick in anti-government unrest that prompted Addis Ababa to declare a state of emergency Sunday. Geta Chureta is a government spokesman.
The terrorist group OLF has been receiving all kinds of support from Egypt. Its leaders have been feted. I mean, it used to be in Asmara, now they are feted in Cairo. And of course, they have been given all kinds of instructions to destabilize this country.
Egypt last week denied any support of the Ethiopian rebels. Rights and opposition activists say at least 400 have been killed in anti-government protests in the past year. This is VOA News. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault joined UN Secretary General Ban Monday in calling on the International Criminal Court to investigate possible war crimes by Russia in Syria. He referred airstrikes that have killed civilians in rebel-held Aleppo. He joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who made a similar appeal last week. However, the ICC can only act by direction from the Security Council. Moscow vetoed a French-draft resolution on Syria just last week. The U.N. has called for a massive response to the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Haiti following last week's major hurricane that killed hundreds and destroyed homes and crops on a wide scale. Rudolf Muller directs the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Geneva.
The government of Haiti and the humanitarian countries team Flash Appeal seeks to provide life-saving assistance and protection to 750,000 people out of 1.4 million people in need over the next 3 months. To do so, we urgently need to mobilize $119 million U.S. dollars.
The money will be used to provide food, drinking water, and shelter. The powerful storm named Matthew slammed into Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Bahamas, and Cuba Tuesday and Wednesday, leaving a wide swath of death and destruction. British-born Oliver Hart and Bengt Holmström of Finland jointly won the 2016 Nobel Prize for Economics for their work on contract theory, with implications in the areas of corporate governance, bankruptcy law, and political constitutions. Holmström, professor of economics and management at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Boston, was grateful to receive the prize.
It was very gratifying to get this prize, but at the same time one understands that there are a lot of deserving people.
Hart is an economics professor at Harvard. The nine academics receiving Nobel Prizes this year include five Britons, a Frenchman, a Finn, a Dutchman, and a Japanese. Six are based at U.S. universities. The Islamic State confirmed Monday the death of one of their most senior leaders, whom the Pentagon said was killed September 7 in a precision airstrike near the northern Syrian terrorist stronghold of Raqqa. The IS statement praised Wa'il Adil Hassan Salman al-Fayed, also known as Abu Muhammad al-Furqan. He was the militant group's minister of information overseeing propaganda. Burundi Monday banned three U.N. investigators from its territory. They're linked to a report which identified Burundian officials suspected of ordering political opposition members to be tortured or killed. The three were reporting gross human rights violations in the wake of last year's decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a unconstitutional third term. And South Korea-based electronics giant Samsung halting sales of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after a second statement released about its replacement of the original product overheating and possibly catching fire. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.